But someone perhaps with a slightly less lighthearted view of sickies is the Executive Director of Small Business Australia, Bill Lang, who joins me on the phone right now. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie.
Now, I presume you're not taking a sickie today?
No, that's correct, Charlie. And I think just listening to Gareth's SMS there, it is disappointing that he had everything sort of lined up and in a very honest and legal way. But just imagine if down the track he got COVID or something else and he needed 4 or 5 days in isolation and he'd been chucking sickies and effectively using up his sick leave. You know, he'd be facing 4 or 5 days of, you know, having to be at home, not working, not getting paid. So, look, I know you've been sort of joking about it this morning and it was a bit of fun. And you think about the language, right? We talk about chucking a sickie or pulling a sickie, having a fake sickie. But, you know, sick leave is, you know, properly designed to, you know, let people have a rest, get better, you know, when they're legitimately sick. And it's just it's a bit unfair, particularly on small business employers and on work colleagues, if you're basically faking it. Make yourself to have an extra long weekend.
So how big is the impact on small business in Australia from people taking sickies every year?
Well, I can't give you a specific sort of quantified number, but one of the things that's quite interesting is the majority of sick days appear to happen on Fridays and appear to happen on Mondays. Now, I remember back in my younger days, a big Thursday night, you know, in the CBD of Melbourne or up in Carlton at a pub, and you could be actually very legitimately sick on the Friday morning. but a big Sunday night, Charlie, like you got to go to work on Monday. But look, you think about just when you're working in a team in particular, and we've got small businesses now, 25% are struggling to have enough staff available in terms of enough hours to keep these businesses operating. So you're letting down the small business family, the employer, and your work colleagues. So just, you know, do the right thing. And you know, we've got a great system in terms of looking after people when they are sick and being able to take some leave and getting paid. But don't fake it, mate.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've got a lot of friends who live and work in the United States, and most people there, a lot of them don't get sick leave at all. There's no legislated sick leave that they have, but they definitely have less flexible working situations when it comes to leave and sick leave. It's worth reminding ourselves that we actually have it pretty good in Australia with the support we have for workers.
Oh, absolutely, Charlie. We've got a, you know, long history of a, you know, a system that's been developed over more than 100 years to, you know, get the balance pretty right between sort of employers and employees. But let's remember that more than 1 million employers are small business families. They're small businesses. They're not the big fat cats. So it's not like if you're working maybe for a big corporation, it's making plenty of profit and you really won't be missed if you don't turn up. But, you know, for the heart and soul of local communities, the places where we got our work experience as teenagers, you know, the small businesses, and the majority of people do the right thing, and we encourage everybody to do the right thing. It's about teamwork. It's about, you know, looking after your mates. If you are sick, don't come to work, of course, but don't fake it. Just do the right thing.